Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Inherited Properties and the First Home Owners Grant, was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 2nd of November 2018. While every buyer of property is different, we always appreciate the stories told to the college with a different scenario with different follow-up questions. One such question was posed recently. Is a first home buyer entitled to the government exemptions and schemes if they have previously inherited a property through a will? There are two different schemes that a first home buyer may wish to access. 1. The First Home Owner Grant New Homes Scheme was established to assist eligible first home buyers to purchase a new home or build their home by offering this grant. The grant amount is determined by the date of the eligible transaction. This is the date of the contract to purchase a new home or contract to build a home. For an owner-builder, the eligible date is when the building work commences. From July 1, 2017, the first home owner grant cap for new home purchases is $600,000, and for a property where you enter into a contract to build or are an owner-builder, the total value cannot exceed $750,000. For eligible transactions made on or after the 1st of January 2016, the grant amount is $10,000. For eligible transactions made between the 1st of October 2012 and the 31st of December 2015, the grant amount is $15,000. The second scheme, the First Home Buyers Assistance Scheme, which provides eligible purchasers with exemptions on transfer duty on new and existing homes valued up to $650,000 and concessions on duty for new and existing homes valued between $650,000 and $800,000. Eligible purchasers buying a vacant block of residential land to build their home on will pay no duty on vacant land valued up to $350,000 and will receive concessions on duty for vacant land valued between $350,000 and $450,000. Both of these schemes have criteria which includes that a first home buyer must be an eligible person and must not have at any time owned, either solely or with someone else, residential property in Australia other than property owned solely as trustee or executor. Where a first home buyer is applying for either of these schemes and they have inherited property through a will, the structure of the inheritance will make a difference. If they were executor only and sold the property to disperse funds to the trustees, then the executor is not considered to have owned that house or property in their own right and may still be able to access the first home buying schemes. If, however, the property has been placed into the names of the trustee or trustees and those trustees apply for the first home owner scheme, they will more than likely find that they will not be entitled to the exemption or reduction in stamp duty or the first home buying grant as they have owned property in their name. It is not the definition of buying, but the definition of ownership that counts. Should you as an agent get questions regarding inherited properties and the first home buying schemes, you should always direct the purchasers to a solicitor to make further inquiries. If you are dealing with an executor of an estate who is debating between selling the property and dispersing funds versus putting the property into the trustee's name for them to sell, again, they should be directed to a property solicitor because the decision they make may have an impact on what access to the government grants that the trustee may have in the future.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.